One of the most vivid and yet at the same time most unsettling Christmas memories I have dates back to 1979. I had just finished my first 3 years working in South America and was returning home for a visit. Those economically depressed years in Chile were the first real experience I had of seeing poverty close up rather than simply reading about it or watching it on TV. I saw it every day in the boys who attended the Jesuit school where I taught, boys whose shoes and pants were patched and repatched, and whose jackets were handed down from older brother to younger brother. I saw it in some of our younger students who used to hop on city buses to sing a song, hoping for a handout from the passengers. I saw it in every written assignment those boys turned in. They ignored the printed margins and lines and tried to cram as much writing as possible on each sheet because paper was so expensive. After 3 years of that, I arrived home on the last weekend before Christmas. My brother met me at the airport and asked if I minded if we stopped at the mall on the way home. He had one last-minute Christmas gift to pick up. When I stepped into that mall, I felt as if I'd landed not in Philadelphia, but on some other planet. After having lived so close to the edge for 3 years, I was overwhelmed by the abundance of clothes and jewelry and toys and gadgets and the sheer volume of cash exchanging hands. In fact, I remember feeling faintly disgusted. The extravagance seemed so unfair, so unreasonable, so embarrassingly lavish and out of place at Christmas time. In these subsequent years, however, I've changed my attitude somewhat. First of all, I returned to work in Chile twice after that experience, and with each coming and going, the shock of re-entry was less disturbing. More importantly, I've also come to tolerate a little more graciously the lavishness of the Christmas season. I've even begun to wonder if perhaps extravagance isn't somehow an appropriate symbol of what we celebrate on this feast. It seems to me that the lavish excess we indulge in reveals something important about this God who chose to come among us as a poor babe, who even lived the precarious life of a refugee in Egypt. After all, the portrait of God that Jesus paints in parable after parable is a God who is extravagant and lavish, at least when it comes to lavishing love and forgiveness. One of the gifts that God clearly wants to lavish on us this holiday season is the gift of joy. It spills into our life in a host of ways. In the festive meals we celebrate with each other, in the cheerful parties that we share with friends, in the gifts we give and receive. All these occasions help to propel us into the joyous Christmas spirit. But let's not forget, as happy as these holiday moments are, they are only dim approximations of the deeper joy that God wants to lavish upon us. In this morning's gospel, we hear the angel proclaim, "I bring you tidings of great joy. To you is born a Savior." Let's not forget that it's not simply the birth of a baby that triggers our joy. It is the birth of a Savior. Our joy springs from the fact that God loves us so extravagantly that he wants to spend his life among us. He wants to share our hopes, our dreams, and to spend our life with him in eternity. What this indulgent God offers us at Christmas is the promise of everlasting joy. That is why God made us. That is why God saved us, for joy. Don't you remember the words of Jesus? I have come that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may overflow. That's not to pretend that from now on we will skip through life from one happy-go-lucky moment to the next. That would be unrealistic. As the poet William Blake reminds us, we are meant for joy and woe. And when this we rightly learn, through the world we'll safely go. Joy and woe are woven fine, a clothing for the soul divine. Our life will continue to be a mixed bag of joy and woe. But Christmas is the season to focus on the joy, to remember that God is more extravagant than any father on Christmas morning, more indulgent than any mother. Christmas is a feast to believe with all our hope that God's deepest desire is to share with us his gift of joy. Let us be sure to open our hearts to receive that lavish gift and to reverence it throughout this Christmas season. And let us allow God's lavishness to move us toward greater generosity to those who need our help.